Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Celine.
And today, as part of part two of our picture dictionary unit, we are continuing the article, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes.
Yes.
It's actually kind of a wonderful song that Celine will now sing for us.
Do I really have to?
Kidding. I put you on the spot. You don't have to sing it. In fact, let's not sing it. Okay. But we should go over what happened yesterday in the dialogue. We had Phoebe and the coach, and they were at the gym.
That's right.
What were they doing at the gym? Remind
us. They did like high knees and push-ups.
That's right. They were warming up. Because Phoebe will be doing some serious exercises in a little bit. But right now she was doing these warm-up exercises. As you mentioned, she was doing the high knees, putting her hands out here and trying to lift the knees and touch the hand.
Yes.
And then she moved on to everyone's least favorite exercise.
Unless
you're like a U.S. Marine. I think they love to do those. Push-ups, that's right. They do push-ups all the time. She was warming up with Coach. And the coach was also showing her some ways to do these exercises in a better way, showing her how to avoid getting injury or avoid getting hurt. But at the end of the dialogue, what did she hurt?
Well, her wrist.
Her wrist.
Yeah.
Head, shoulders, knees, toes. She hurt her wrist. It's not even on the list, that wrist.
No.
So she's hurt that. Now she has four more things to hurt today.
Yep.
And then we'll be done. She'll be in the hospital and we can go home. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. But hopefully she wasn't hurt too badly. We'll find out when we read the article. So let's do that now. Good luck, Phoebe.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words about body parts.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Head, chin, shoulder, back, elbow, hand, wrist, palm, belly button, butt, leg, knee, ankle, toe.
Phoebe enters the doctor's office.
Hello, Phoebe. What's bothering you?
Hello, Dr. Martin. My wrist hurts.
Let me take a look. Does it hurt when I do this?
Ouch!
What happened?
The coach told me to do a push-up, but I fell. I felt my wrist bend back.
Ah, you sprained it.
What should I do?
It's not serious. Just put some ice on it and don't use it for a few days.
Is that all?
Yes, it should get better by itself.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Martin.
You're welcome, Phoebe. Be careful when you exercise in the future.
Hurt, hurt, hurt. Doris fell down yesterday, and her leg still hurts. Doris fell down yesterday, and her leg still hurts. Happen, happen. What happened last night? I saw many police officers in front of your house. What happened last night? I saw many police officers in front of your house. Feel. Feel. Feel, felt, felt. I feel so cold. I want to go home and have a hot drink. I feel so cold, I want to go home and have a hot drink. Serious. Serious. This isn't a serious problem. Don't worry about it. This isn't a serious problem. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, the big question, yeah, at the end of yesterday's article or dialogue was, how badly did Phoebe hurt her wrist?
Oh,
now, do you want the good news or do you want the bad news?
Good news?
The good news is we don't have to wait very long
okay. To
get the answer, how badly did Phoebe hurt her wrist? We are going to find out really quickly.
Okay.
Because the first sentence of today's dialogue tells us Phoebe enters the doctor's office.
Okay, now, that sounds serious.
Yeah, she hurt her wrist just a minute ago or yesterday. Now she's... I think she's pretty badly hurt.
Oh.
Or maybe she got pregnant. But I think it's probably her wrist.
Okay, yeah, that's her wrist.
Yeah, that's okay. Not good.
今天的场景已经不在健身房里了，因为 Phoebe 受伤啦。那她在哪里呢？ Phoebe 进到医生的诊间里，医生的 office 我们就可以解释成诊间。
Oh, I've never hurt my wrist, but that would be bad. I mean, you use your wrist for a lot, right?
Usually moms hurt their wrists.
Oh, that's true.
Because they hold their babies.
Moms, maybe chefs, people who use their hands a lot. But, I mean, think about it. Getting dressed would be hard. Brushing your teeth would be hard. Pulling on your socks. You don't want to hurt your wrist. It's kind of important. Anyway, so the doctor there hopefully will be helping her. But first, the doctor needs to find out what's wrong. So he says, hello, Phoebe. And then he asks her the question, what's bothering you? What's bothering you? What's wrong? Why are you here in my office? Okay, yeah, to bother. Well, to bother can be sort of like to annoy someone. Like, I'm like, hey, Celine, hey, you want to talk to me later? And she's trying to work. I'm really bothering her. She's like, stop, shut up, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Now, that's if a person's bothering you. But if your body is hurt in some way, we can also use bother in that way. Now, my wrist isn't like, hey, pay attention to me. But it is hurting me. It is stopping me from being happy, stopping me from concentrating on my normal life. So it's a problem that I want to take care of. It's bothering me. So, yeah, go to the doctor.
Okay, 医生就说 Phoebe, 你好，你怎么了呢？哎，我们直接解释 bother。Bother 其实是困扰的意思，所以整句话意思说什么事情在困扰你，也就是医生在问你说，哎，哪里痛，哪里让你困扰的意思。
All right, well, Phoebe, of course, is going to say hello back, so she says, hello, Dr. Martin, and then she tells the doctor what is bothering her. She says, my wrist hurts. Yeah, that's it. That's what happened, remember, at the gym, so...That's what's bothering her. Her wrist, it hurts.
Okay, 看来 Phoebe 是这间这个诊所常客。她说，你好啊，马丁医生，我的手腕痛。Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And hurt, a very important word if we're talking about doctors or our body or, you know, things like that. Hurt is a verb and it's spelled H-U-R-T, hurt.Okay, to hurt is basically to feel pain, all right? If something hurts, that means you're feeling pain. That means it's probably injured or sick in some way, all right? So we always say something hurts, all right? Generally, a part of your body. Your tooth hurts. You have a toothache. Your head hurts. You have a headache. Your stomach hurts. You have a stomach ache. So if you're feeling pain, some part of your body hurts at that moment. For example, Doris fell down yesterday and her leg still hurts. Ouch. Doris fell down yesterday, bang, and her leg still hurts. Careful, Doris.
Hurt 在这边呢是动词，意思呢是疼痛。那记得它的三态是一样的，就是 hurt and hurt。那例句的意思呢就是说 Doris 昨天跌倒了，她的腿还在痛。
Okay, so the doctor is going to see what he can do. But first, of course, he has to look at her wrist, see if he can notice anything. So he says, let me take a look. And you can imagine Dora sort of holding out her wrist, and he probably holds it gently and then starts to move it a little bit just to see what is okay and what isn't. And as he does that, he says, does it hurt when I do this? And he might squeeze it or...move it a little bit.
Bend it.
And I guess at that point, at some point, it really hurts because Phoebe says, ouch, again. And that's, as we mentioned yesterday, ouch or ow, or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's what you say when something hurts, when you feel pain. So, yeah, it hurts. We have confirmation.
医生就说让我来看看 Let me take a look. 我这样做的时候会痛吗？他可能就在搬动他的手腕啊。那你有没有看过医生？那医生一定要搞清楚你哪里痛哪里不舒服嘛。所以常常听到这句话 Does it hurt when I do this? 这样子。那看来 Phoebe 很痛哦，他又说 Ouch.
So now the doctor knows how serious it is.He asks her a good question. So he's saying, he's kind of looking and thinking and learning more. And then he asks her, what happened? In other words, how did you do this? Tell me about yesterday. Tell me about all the actions and events that caused you to hurt your wrist. Or more simply, what happened? And happen is a verb. To happen is spelled H-A-P-P-E-N. Happen.Okay, to happen is very similar to another word, occur, O-C-C-U-R. Now, these are slightly hard words to explain, but basically, when something goes on, when there's an action, when a verb takes place, if you want to talk about it like English, then something happens, okay? It can be something really important, like the president came to our school and made a speech. Wow, that happened today? That went on today? That occurred today? That's a pretty big thing to happen, but...It could also be like, yeah, I dropped my milk last night. That happened. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, could be an important thing, could be something that's really not news at all. But as long as there's an action, as long as there is an event, as long as something occurs, then something happens. And of course, the important things that happen, we read about those in the news. The things that might happen to you, well, maybe you tell your friends or put it on Facebook or Instagram or something like that.It's an action, it's an event that has occurred. For example, what happened last night? I saw many police officers in front of your house. What happened last night? I saw many police officers in front of your house. Sounds like something serious happened.
OK, 那我们刚刚看到 happen 是动词意思是发生那最常使用状况就是问别人发生了什么事情 what happened 像今天文章里 Dr. Martin 问的这个样子哦那例句的意思就是说昨晚发生什么事了我看见你 房子前有许多警察 a lot of police officers
Yeah, something serious happened something more serious than Phoebe hurting her wrist. But let's get back to Phoebe and her wrist. So the doctor asked her what happened, what occurred, or in other words, how did you hurt your wrist? What were you doing? And so Phoebe, she explained. She says, the coach told me to do a push-up, but I fell. I felt my wrist bend back. Ooh, yeah, that does hurt. I did that when I was a kid playing football.
Okay.
I think my fingers...
So did you visit doctor?
My fingers touched my arm. No, I went home and my mom put sticks on it and wrapped it in tape. But she was a nurse, so I guess that was the thing to do. Anyway, so she explains, I tried to do this exercise, I fell, and then imagine her wrist, it bent back, and I can't
okay,
go much further than that, and if you do...
Okay, don't do that.
Yeah, that's not
okay,
good.
接下来 Phoebe 就说说明了，她说为什么手腕会受伤啊？教练叫我做一个伏地挺身，但我摔倒了，我感觉到我的手腕往后弯了哦。Tell somebody to do something 就是吩咐某人去做某事的意思，有点像是在下指令了。
All right, so she said she felt her wrist bend back. She probably also felt pain. And here we have this verb feel, F-E-E-L. As I said, it's a verb and it is feel.So feel, yes, is a verb. It's one of those irregular verbs. So it's not feeled with an E-D. No, it's felt, F-E-L-T. So feel, felt, felt. Yesterday you felt something, but right now you feel something. And in all of these cases...To feel is basically to have a sensation. Your body has these nerves, right? And it sends messages up to your brain, and your brain goes, oh, I know what that is, or ow, that hurts, or hey, that's warm. That is to feel something, all right? You feel things with your hands, of course, but you also feel things with your skin, right? Your skin can tell your brain something like, I feel a cold wind on my skin. Maybe I'll put on a jacket. And even inside your body, you can feel pain. You can feel hungry. You can feel tired. This is all basically messages to your brain telling you what's going on in or around your body. For example, I feel so cold. I want to go home and have a hot drink. I feel so cold. I want to go home and have a hot drink. Then hopefully I will feel warm.
Feel 是动词，意思是感觉。那跟刚刚我们看到的 fall 过去式长得有点像，对不对 ？fall 的过去式是 fell, F-E-L-L, fell。那 feel 的过去式是 felt, F-E-L-T， 不要搞混咯。那例句意思就是说，我觉得好冷，我想回家喝点热饮。
So what does the doctor tell her? He tells her what my mom told her when my wrist bent back. He tells her, ah, so he understands now he knows what the problem is. He says, ah, you sprained it. Yes, to sprain something, it's kind of like break, but it's not as serious. Basically, it happens at the parts where your body will normally bend, but you bend it a little too far. You stretch out all this stuff that connects your bones and muscles, and then you get a sprain. Sprained wrists, sprained ankles, sprained knees, all these parts of our body that help us move, they can get sprained.
这时候呢，医生就搞清楚 Phoebe 是发生什么事情了。他说啊，你扭伤他了。
So as I mentioned, it might not be as serious as breaking a bone, but it can take a long time to get better, like when you break a bone. So Phoebe, now she knows the problem. That's one thing, but she also wants to fix herself. She wants to get better as quickly as possible. So she asks, what should I do? She wants the doctor's advice about how she can get better quickly.
Phoebe 就问医生说，那我该怎么做呢？我该怎么办？
Well, the good news here is the doctor says it's not serious, okay? She can move it, so that's a good sign. If it was really serious, she might not be able to move it at all. So he says it's not serious, it's not too bad. Just put some ice on it and don't use it for a few days. Wrap it up, wear it in a cast, whatever. Don't bend it, don't do sit-ups or anything like that. Put some ice on it. And yeah, maybe 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, maybe it's a bit swollen.
A week. Right now it might be a little puffy, a little big or swollen. And it'll go down eventually, and hopefully in a week or two, it'll be just as good as new. As we mentioned there, the doctor said it's not serious.
医生说这不太严重。冰敷它 put ice on it, 然后几天不要用手腕就好咯。
Okay, so it's not serious. Her wrist is not serious, but serious is a word power word. S-E-R-I-O-U-S. S-E-R-I-O-U-S. So serious is an adjective, and well, we can use it in several different ways, but in this way, when we're talking about it's not serious, it's not a serious accident, it means it's not really bad, it's not really dangerous, it's not something that will kill you, or, you know, we don't have to keep you in the hospital. That's what we talk about when we talk about a serious injury, or a serious accident, or something like that. We can also say that serious means important. This is a serious thing I'm talking about. This is a serious problem. This is a big problem. It's something that can't be ignored. We have to take care of it. But if something isn't serious, then it's not too bad. Don't worry about it, but not too much. For example, this isn't a serious problem. Don't worry about it. This isn't a serious problem. Don't worry about it.
那我们看到今天最后一个单字 serious， 它是一个形容词，在今天的文章里呢，它的意思是严重的。那通常可以用来形容伤口或者是问题等等。那例句的意思就是说，这不是一个严重的问题，别担心了。
All right, so now Phoebe has listened to the doctor's advice. She knows it's not serious. She knows she should put ice on it and rest it for a few days. As she's getting ready to leave, she asks the doctor, is that all? Basically, are we finished? Do you have any more advice or things that I should do? Or can I go?
Okay.
Is that all?
Yeah, I think that's all. Okay, Phoebe 好像不太相信哦，她就说，就这样吗？ Is that all?
So then the doctor says, yes, yeah, that's all. Yes, that's it. I have nothing more to tell you. And then he says, it should get better by itself. So basically, we don't have to do an operation. You don't need medicine. You don't have to come back in a week to see me again. do the ice thing. Don't move it around for a few days. Mm-hmm. It should be fine. I'll see you sometime in the future, but not next week. It's not serious, remember.
Maybe Phoebe's young, so she can get better by herself.
Oh, absolutely.
我欣赏这个医生，他非常相信病人的自愈能力。他说，对啊，他应该就可以自己好起来。Get better by itself 就是自己好起来的意思。
Yes, Phoebe may be young, but she's also very polite. So she says, okay. And then she says, thank you, Dr. Martin. And we can imagine her getting up to leave.
OK, 说 Phoebe 就说好吧感谢你马丁医生
And the doctor says goodbye too, but he gives her a bit of advice along with that. He says, you're welcome, Phoebe. And then he adds, be careful when you exercise in the future. Absolutely. Exercise is good. Staying in shape is good. But hurting yourself while doing that, well, that's not going to help you in the long run.
That's not good. OK, 医生跟他说不客气 Phoebe, 那以后运动要小心了。
All right, well, that's it for today, but we do have our magic box, so let's go to the magic box now, and then we'll come back to wrap things up. We're not going to wrap up our wrists, are we?
No,
okay, good.
Magic box! 找亮点！
哎呀，头怎么这么疼啊？本宫犯头风了，快请太医来给我看看。I need to see the doctor. Do you know what to say when you go to a doctor? 你知道看医生的时候用英文该说些什么吗？等太医的同时，就让我们来学学几个实用的句子吧。一定是哪里觉得不舒服了才会去看医生。我哪里觉得痛了，哪里不舒服，觉得怎么样，感受到了什么病痛。感受我们就可以使用动词 feel。 例如啊，本宫犯头风了。 I have a headache， 我头疼得不得了。I feel headache， 我头觉得疼。 I feel headache。或者是啊，你吃坏肚子了 ，I have a stomach ache， 我胃痛，肚子痛 ，I have a stomach ache。医生可能会接着问你了，你什么时候痛呢？这个姿势会不会痛 ？I get a stomach ache when I do this pose。当我做这个 pose 的时候，肚子就会痛了。什么时候我们就可以使用 when 来连接感觉到病痛的状况？或者说医生可能问你什么时候开始痛呢 ？I got a headache after I had the soup. 吃完宫女给我准备的皇室药膳汤就开始犯头疼了。难道是有人跟本宫下毒了？除了感觉 feel 到病痛之外呢，我们也可以使用 hurt 这个动词。hurt 这个动词呢就表示痛。My tooth hurts. 快来人啊，本宫牙齿疼了 My tooth hurts when I bite down on it 当我咬东西的时候那颗牙齿就疼啊如果不是哪里痛而是感冒症状那我们就可以使用这几个动词了比方说咳嗽我们就说 cough 打喷嚏 hachu 我们就说 sneeze have a fever 发烧了或者是呢我觉得冷I get a cold, 我感冒啦。哎呀，太医总算是来了，问题不大，可能只是感冒了。可是太医，本宫今天下午有重要的事情要处理啊。What should I do? 我该怎么办呢？看医生的时候要问医生我该怎么办，我们就可以用这句 What should I do? You should take a rest.And not attend that event. 应该呀、啊、要好好休息。那个事情你呀、啊、就交给别人来处理吧。可是太医，我一人独自在宫中休息，我会无聊的。 Can I still play the 古筝？我还可以弹古筝吗？要问医生我可不可以？我们呢就可以使用 Can I 我可以吗来开头。我们呢可以加上 still 仍可以的意思哦。Can I still play the 古筝？我还可以弹古筝吗？希望各位小主生壮力健，福寿安康。但不小心生病了要看病的时候，这几句您可要好好的学习。起来呀！
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So let's play this game called Guess What I Am.
Oh, I thought this was the game that we play called I'm Wearing Yellow Paper on My Face.
Aren't
I a vampire? Shouldn't I be like,
No, you're not a
bouncing
vampire.
Around? Oh, I thought that was the yellow paper was for that. All right,
be a zombie.
We're going to play Yellow Paper on My Face or Guess What I Am.
Okay.
I don't know how this works. So can you explain to us how this works?
Okay, so I'm going to give you some hints.
Okay.
So you'll guess what's the word on your forehead.
I have to guess my word and you have to guess your word.
That's right.
Now it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Wait, can I just pull out my phone and take a picture of you?
Don't
do
that.
That would be cheating. And yeah. I don't cheat.
You are not a cheat.
Never. Okay. All right. So who goes first?
You go first.
I go first. So I have to tell you what's on your paper.
Yep.
Okay. This is major. This is important. We can't ignore this. This is a big thing.
Serious.
It's serious.
I am serious.
There you go. You got it.
Okay. You have something to do with pain?
Pain.
Maybe car accident.
Injury. Wound.
No.
Abrasion.
No.
Contusion.
Something simpler.
Something hurts.
Oh, you are getting that word.
I hurt something.
Yep.
I hurt my brain trying to think of the word that is on my face with yellow paper. And this will hurt a little bit.Ow! Yeah, that hurt. Okay, so there you go, guys. It's a fun way to practice your words. Just don't do it in the library because people will think you're crazy. Now, come back soon.
Right.
We'll have more great articles. And until then, be careful exercising. Always visit your doctor if you're wounded. And if it hurts, ice it.
Ice it.
That might be good advice for muscles, not your teeth.
That's right, when you sprained it.
Not your stomach.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words about body parts.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can.Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Head, chin, shoulder, back, elbow, hand, wrist, palm, belly button, butt, leg, knee, ankle, toe.
Phoebe enters the doctor's office.
Hello, Phoebe. What's bothering you?
Hello, Dr. Martin. My wrist hurts.
Let me take a look. Does it hurt when I do this?
Ouch!
What happened?
The coach told me to do a push-up, but I fell. I felt my wrist bend back.
Ah, you sprained it.
What should I do?
It's not serious. Just put some ice on it and don't use it for a few days.
Is that all?
Yes, it should get better by itself.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Martin.
You're welcome, Phoebe. Be careful when you exercise in the future.
Hurt. Hurt. Hurt, hurt, hurt. Doris fell down yesterday, and her legStill hurts. Doris fell down yesterday, and her leg still hurts. Happen. Happen.
What happened last night? I saw many police officers in front of your house. What happened last night? I saw many police officers in front of your house. Feel. Feel. Feel, felt, felt. I feel so cold. I want to go home and have a hot drink. I feel so cold. I want to go home and have a hot drink. Serious. Serious. This isn't a serious problem. Don't worry about it. This isn't a serious problem. Don't worry about it.